And welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for June 1988. Well, on this side of the cassette, we got an answer to Jerry Starr's tough trivia. We'll have a trivia question from yours truly, a very tough listen to the background trivia. And then, of course, we got John Bowker with a look at the travel log for this edition. And we'll wind it up with some shortwave information and a little bit more on your audio service. Well, I guess the first thing to do is get into the trivia question from Jerry Starr. I should say the answer to his trivia question. Maybe we should let everyone hang for a month and stew on this. No. That's not too nice to do to people. I guess Jerry, I guess you should probably give the answer to this trivia question.
No use leaving people dangle for a whole month. You know how painful that could be. Anyway, our question was, what is the largest city in the United States without a 50,000-watt AM station? And the answer is Columbus, Ohio. All the cities in the U.S. larger than Columbus, Ohio, have a licensed AM station with 50,000 watts somewhere in their market. Keep these facts in mind. You may be able to amaze your friends and family, or at least get them to look at you in a rather odd manner. That's all for now. We'll see you next month. Once again, we'll turn it over to Fred.
In my proverbial backyard, Jerry, Columbus, Ohio, of all places. I'd like to make a mention of one thing here before we get on with my tough trivia question. That is, if you would like a copy of the Las Vegas radio scan, which you'll hear on this particular edition, which you heard, I should say, on this particular edition, and you'll hear the FM side on the next edition of the audio service, if you'd like it in the clear for your collection, all you have to do is send me a blank C90 cassette, and it'll make you a copy of all the Las Vegas radio stations which were on the air during the NAB convention April 4th. To the 11th. And it is stereo, by the way. It has the stereo AMs on it, as well as the FM stations in FMX. Okay, now, my trivia question for you. This trivia question doesn't deal with facts. It doesn't deal with call-letter trivia or power trivia or whatever. This deals with a little-known sound that all of us have heard in the background of a radio station, don't always think a lot about, but it has a very, very important feature. Many networks use a tone signal to signify the top of the hour, but it is also used to start tape machines at a radio station or access an automation system, or perhaps alert a operator on the air to a upcoming bulletin. Now, these networks, they'll use these signals throughout the day, and many times they slip through on the air. And we've all heard them at one time or another, but we tend to ignore them. Okay, here is one of those little tone signals. What network does this come from? Short and sweet, isn't it? Okay, now John, you ought to get this. At least I hope you do. Again, here is the little tone signal. What network does that signal come from? Again, let's hope that the tape bleed over doesn't and the noise doesn't cover it up too much. Again, here is that little signal. What network does that come from? Have the answer a little bit later on. But right now, John, I believe you have information on a radio station sale, which is very interesting to all of us, and it also comes from one of our members of the audio service.
Well, you and I have discussed the matter of station sales on a number of occasions, I guess off microphone, Fred, and the resulting change in call signs. And of course, that's my stock in trade, air checks of call sign IDs and jingles and stuff like that. But so it keeps me very busy, so why should I complain? I do complain, though, when stations like WNBC get sold and have to change their call letters. I hate to see that happen. I was delighted that WMAQ was retained by Group W, and they were allowed to use that by NBC. I think that was very nice. But now, do you remember back? We're going to hear a little deja vu here. Do you remember back when WCFL, that used to be a major rocker in Chicago, first-class competition to WLS, and they had who? They have Fred Winston and some of the other jocks in the town. Larry Lujak, I think, was on CFL at one time. And when they changed from rock over to easy listening, what they did was they interrupted, they played their last rock record, and then before playing some schmaltzy stuff by Barry Manilow or whatever, they had several hours. Do you remember of what they used? You know, if you didn't hear them, you'd never guess. Well, all right, if you've guessed, fine, but you're going to hear the same thing from a station in Denver that just was sold and just changed its call letters and its format here during the early part of May 1988. Now, I wouldn't have known this bit of lore, except one of the DX Audio Service subscribers, Bill Koppelman, sent me a copy of their new jingle package because it's got a whole new call sign and everything. And he said, here, add this to your 950 tape. Well, Bill, I am most appreciative. Thanks very kindly. The only thing is that the jingles are too cute, and the whole thing is too good to wait for 2 years to get back to the 950 tape that it'll take us on the DX Audio Service. And so, DX Audio Service, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to Bill Koppelman. And Bill, you tell us just a bit of what's going on here.
I guess you probably heard about KIMN's demise, and now it's KYGO time. And speaking of KYGO, let's get ready to hear the beginnings of KYGO in AM stereo.
Hello, Denver!
At that point, they went into a number of records, at least the first two, without any further IDs. They just segued from one country music to the next, one country song to the next. So, Bill Koppelman, thanks so much for sending in, and that was very thoughtful. And we're delighted to have it. Say hi to Gail for us, please. And Fred, back to you.
Thank you very much, John. Answer to my trivia question. How good are your ears? Anyways, John, do you remember ever hearing that little thing between the broadcasts? Where'd that come from? This little sound. Okay, the answer is CBS. CBS uses that little tone alert system preceding all their different feeds. In fact, they used it as far back as April of 1968.
A CBS Radio Net Alert Bulletin.
But that little tone can often not work in your favor. Take, for example, what happened to one CBS commentator on April 1st, 1988.
And now this late-breaking story.
It's April 1st, Doug, and that gives us the excuse to say we have a late story. What we actually have is a good story about you. This is Joe Dembo, and I'd like to say goodbye and Godspeed, not only for all of us at CBS News on the radio side, but for the countless people who have listened to you for so many years. By now, you've heard scores of tributes to you and an outpouring of affection and respect such as few in our line of work ever receive. You've heard speakers call you a living legend and a superb broadcaster. And you've also heard the people who worked with you each day try to tell you how much your presence, your kindness, your skills, and your concern meant to all of us. We wish you many healthy, happy years in the Florida sun, Douglas. Many a hole in one. And may the wind sit in the shoulder of your sail. Now here's Dan.
Doug, for all of us, you are one of the founding fathers. You invented the job of anchoring as we know it today. You've done it yourself for 40 years, and you've taught two generations of anchormen, including this one, how to do it. Frankly, I don't know what we're going to do around here without your being here, but I do want you to know in a personal, direct way, and this is widely shared, that a piece of Douglas Edwards will be in every broadcast that we do at CBS News. And we expect to see you back and around here fairly often. In the meantime, I hope you have caviar days and champagne nights. We salute you, my friend. Have a good time.
Thank you, Dan Rather. Thank you, Joe Dembo. It is an uncommon privilege to work for CBS News. After almost 46 years, this reporter rolls down the curtain as a CBS News correspondent. In early 1943, my first assignment was The World Today, so it is fitting that my closing comes on The World Tonight. Before I go, I must say thanks to Richard Carlson, the power behind The World Tonight, superb talent, a good friend. To Keith Park, technical supervisor, the best in the business, and a lovely man. Director Tom Carlson and I have survived many a crisis. His stopwatches are sure, his company warming. To CBS News Vice President Joseph Dembo, to all the great men and women of CBS News with whom I have worked for so very long and with so much pleasure, and with the pleasure of this company, my thanks, my appreciation, my love. To you and the audience, thanks for honoring me with your presence. I shall miss this contact, this opportunity each night, each day to shed light. But it is time to get on with the next leg of the journey round the bend. Godspeed. The World Tonight, Friday, April 1st. Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
Number 20 is from April 4th, 1974, 14 years ago. Henry Hank Aaron hit the 714th home run of his major league career in a game against the Cincinnati Reds. The homer tied him with Babe Ruth for the all-time home run record. Aaron would break that record a few days later. This is a play-by-play announcer in Cincinnati calling the tying home run. The time 26, the out cue, and it's official. The tape in 5.
Well, thank you, Squire, and hello, everyone, once again on the DX Audio Service. We have the travelogue for you, and we got so many stations to cover and so many little things that I got to work in that I'm not going to talk much. I do have a correction to announce. Old sharp-eared Holt up there in New York City tells me that I got WEEO at virtually every frequency on the whole radio dial, at least two. And WEEO out in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, should be at 11:30 on the dial. And you'll find in the DX Audio Service that it appears not only at 11:30, but conveniently located at 11:70 and 12-something or other, I forget. So anyway, 11:30 is the only place it should be. This month we're going to do 1350, 1360, and I hope we can get in 1370. So I want to keep the talk to a minimum. But just before we start, now you have to understand that I spent 4 wonderful years of my life as a morning man on weekends over at WHWH in Princeton. So you're going to hear about 4 WHWH IDs. One of the people with whom I worked is Judy Muller, and now she is heard nationally on the CBS radio network doing the news. And let me tell you something about Judy Muller. It's easy to say, you know, gosh, she really shouldn't be doing it. She is just one terrific person. She used to bring her 2 kids into WHWH, and she'd park them in the control room when she was in the news booth doing the news. So I could hardly ever do anything live. But you'll hear that we did a lot of things live after the half-hour news. She would always read the news on the half-hour, and then we were permitted to talk to the news people. That was something WHWH let us do. You're going to hear how WHWH makes use of certain of its jingles, and you're going to also hear how the same thing is done out in Wimber, Pennsylvania. So, and what else we got? I don't know. At the end of the 1350 tape, I'll let you know. We're going to start with kind of a noisy ID, because for some reason, the only ID I have on tape from Putnam, Connecticut, of WINY, is noisy. And that's rather odd, because my daughter lives not too far from there. So I've made a mental note, and next time I get up into the Providence, Cranston, Pawtucket area, I'm going to re-record WINY. But here is the 1350 tape on the DX Audio Service for June 1988.
It's 11 o'clock. WINY in Putnam.
WCHI, Charlie Cried. Charlie Cried, and if you still want to fool around.
Olivia Newton-John on AM Stereo. 1350 WHWH, a new cash call total, $44.13. No answer at the 882 exchange in Ewing. We'll answer and do this again in an hour. Hold
this
on.
This is the Noon Report, a 65-minute news hour at midday, compiled by the news team of Mercer County's News Leader, with in-depth world, national, and local news, sports, weather, stocks and business report, and Paul Harvey news and comment on WHWH Princeton.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant.
Wait a minute. I got to interrupt the tape. I completely forgot something. Deirdre Bryant used to work with us at WHWH, too, very briefly. And for those of you in the New York City area, John Matthew, who is on the local CBS outlet, WCBS, he and I worked together on Sunday mornings for about 2 years, and sometime at maybe at the convention in Milwaukee, I'll tell you a very funny story that happened that I did to John Matthew. He almost broke up in hysterics. So anyway, we got Judy Muller, Deirdre Bryant, John Matthew, this WHW, and me. I almost forgot me. Let's go back to the tape.
From ABC News, I'm Deirdre Bryant. They're getting closer to reaching an arms agreement.
Is Talk Radio, AM 1350, WBEM, Winbur Johnstown, serving the people of Greater Johnstown in the beautiful Laurel Highlands. ABC News is next.
It's a 90% chance of occasional rain tonight. Lows in the mid-40s. You are in tune with WCSM, AM and FM, Salina St. Mary's. The time is now 11 o'clock. We join ABC News by way of satellite.
From ABC News, I'm John Grimes.
Music station, WLOU, Louisville.
WWQ, 1350, Fort Myers.
We're having a Labor Day big band bash just for you, and Charlie Barnett wraps up the 12 o'clock hour with his sounds from the big band era right here on WCBA. We'll be back with more music from the big band era and Lionel Hampton up next. It's time for news. Now from the Associated Press, you're listening to WCBA Corning. It's 12 o'clock. Stay tuned. More music on the way.
AP Network News, I'm Sam Litzinger.
Serving Westport, Wilton, and New Canaan for 40 years. 1350 WNLK,
Norwalk. Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Jerry Hamilton.
At 1350 CKLB in Oshawa, CKLB presents reports on the Canadian men's senior softball.
KSRO, Santa Rosa, 5 o'clock.
Percent today through Sunday night. It is currently 4 degrees. That's the local edition. I'm Judy Muller, WHWH News.
Cold enough for you, Judy?
Yeah.
Hey, is this the day I should put the ad on about selling some property I have down in Florida?
Good idea.
Okay.
WHWH! Inventory with red tags at the Nassau Conover Motor Company, Route 206 in Princeton.
Thank you, Mr. Conover. This is WHWH Princeton, New Jersey. At the tone, 8 o'clock.
More news from where it's being made, gathered by Network Radio's largest news staff. This is News Around the World from American Information Radio. I'm Bob Gibson. Good morning.
It's currently a chilly 44 degrees. That's the local edition of the news. I'm Judy Muller, WHWH News.
You notice, Judy, that temperature is dropping. It was 46 degrees at 6 o'clock this morning. Now it's down to 44. But tell me, did you have the same kind of experience, emotions that I did this morning when I stepped out of my house about 4:45?
I don't know, John. What kind of emotions did that you have.
Maybe I should make those clearer. I looked up at the stars, and there they were. It was so crystal clear this morning. Did you happen to have a chance to look up where it was kind of dark, you know, without a lot of lights around?
Well, as soon as my eyes opened, I did see something that I don't see very often, mostly because I'm not up at 4:30 in the morning, but I did see a falling star, so I had a chance to make a wish.
A falling star?
Right.
I didn't know. That's usually early in August you have falling stars. Judy, thanks very much. Right. We'll be listening more for the news from the WHWH newsroom a little later on. Now we're back in the WHWH music room. We're compiling lists of oddities on the geographic front. So far we've come up in Pennsylvania with the names of towns, including California, Indiana, Jersey Shore. These are all towns in the state of Pennsylvania, you understand. There's Wyoming, Pennsylvania. That's up around Wilkes-Barre, I guess, in the Wyoming Valley. I'm just guessing at that. There's Washington, Pennsylvania. So we got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 state names that come into Pennsylvania. And I haven't found any other states with that many. And the prize, of course, being Jersey Shore. Well, let's see, we have the news coming up at 7. You're with John Dennett on a Saturday morning, October 7th. It's 7 o'clock on WHWH Princeton.
News on the hour from American Information Radio. Dan Streeter reporting.
Oh, you little brat. Dennis Malloy, good morning to you, Squire. How are you?
Hi there, John.
How you doing?
Fine.
Can you tell me something about New Jersey traffic laws? You know, when you're driving along a rural road and there's
9 points, John.
9 points, you don't know anything. You know the solid line down the middle of the road? Doesn't that mean you can't cross it?
True.
Then what's two solid lines mean? And why do we have four solid lines in downtown Princeton Junction? We'll find that out, perhaps during the news. Judy looks at me aghast. Over WHWH, Princeton, New Jersey, where the time is 10 o'clock.
I don't know about aghast, but certainly askance. It's 63 degrees, under sunny skies. I'm Judy Muller, WHWH News.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to WKLX, Portsmouth. Larry
Shannon. In York, Pennsylvania, WORK, where it's 12 o'clock.
Good morning to you, Louisville. Watch me express my soul.
WLOU tells it like it is.
Hey, you're listening to WWBR 1350 on the dial in Windber, Pennsylvania.
It's 1 o'clock at the best in the country. WCWR, Coco.
For the boaters from Cape Sable to Tarpon Springs, at 50 miles to the end of the world, wind south to southwest, early 10 to occasionally 15, seas running 3 feet or less, and widely scattered thunderstorms with strong gusty winds. 84 degrees on the outside at WCAI Fort Myers, 1 minute to one, and a little afternoon delight here with Johnny Carver.
Listen for local news in detail on the half hour. Next, the hourly ABC National Report from WIOU Kokomo.
It pays to listen to Jeff Warren on WZIX, York.
WZIX. And this is WSMB to audience, 1350 on your radio dial. Roy Roberts and Jeff Huck back on the Nut and Jeff Show, along with the WUG, following the news from ABC, the American Broad. Casting company, listen.
ABC News, I'm Gil Gross, and this is World News This Morning for Friday, the 18th of October, 1985.
Oh, no, number one fan of the man, Tennessee. Serving the entire Lakes region, WLNH AM and FM, Laconia. It's 11 o'clock.
The beginning of a dynasty, WLNH AM, FM, Laconia.
This is the Big Whistler, WSLR, Akron, it's 6:05.
Sintonizan acá ABQ en Albuquerque, la voz hispana del Nuevo México, transmitiendo con 5,000 watts de potencia en el 1350 en el cuadrante de su radio receptor.
You are tuned to KABQ in Albuquerque, the 5,000 watt Spanish voice of New Mexico, 1350 on your radio.
WOYK York, York County's News Authority.
This coming Monday marks the third anniversary of the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. Good afternoon, I'm Danielle Omens, WRYK News.
WRNY 1350, Rome, New York.
You found it. Hawaii Country Sunshine, 1350 KIPO in Lihue, Kauai.
Well, that's 1350 the way we have it here at the DX Audio Service. And I was just going down the list. Last month I gave a list of about half the people, I guess, who've contributed to the DX Audio Service travelogue. And we'll be adding to that list at the end of this program. But I just go down that, you know, all of those I recorded myself except for two. How about that? The very last one I didn't record. Because I've never been in Hawaii. Never been across that part of the pond. To the east I have been, to the west I have not been, west of California. Someday, Fred, someday I'll take you there. How's that? Okay, let's move along. Oh, I should make one last comment, since that was so much of me on that last one. For any of our new subscribers, you should understand I don't use my name on the air. I use the name, my middle name, Dennett, John Dennett. Let's move along to the 1360 tape on the June DX Audio Service.
Six minutes before lunchtime on WDRC's Bob Craig Show.
We'll get today's game started in just a moment. The Whalers and Americans for the Southern Division Crown. That's coming up in a moment. You're listening to Whalers Hockey on WRSG.
Soul Patrol, Ken Landau's Whalers Report, and the best in rockin' solid gold. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 6 with me, John Gilson, right here at 1360 WRSG, Binghamton.
Back here at the arena, we're all set to get this one.
This has been your church and community news. If you have church news and or announcements, please send them to WCGL 4035 Atlantic Boulevard, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207.
From around the world, across the nation, and across the street, hear all the news on WKYO Carroll. Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm John Belmont.
When anybody asks what station you listen to, say Lucky 13, AM 1360, WKAT, Miami Beach, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. The morning's top story deals with the big trial underway this week in Nicaragua.
On 1360 WCHL Chapel Hill, a Village Company's station.
Good morning, I'm Matthew Birmingham. It's 47 degrees at 11 o'clock. Broadcasting from 2115 South Delcy Drive. This is WWBZ Vineland in our 44th year. Time now for ABC News.
1360 WWBZ.
From ABC News, I'm John Grimes.
This is KCNN San Diego. It's 2 o'clock.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm John Deck.
I'm Lou Rogers. We're KGB and KGB-FM San Diego. Splitting now to the cruiser on KGB and on KGB-FM, Jim McInnes.
Susan in Wyoming, clear tonight. Of an high low tonight of around 50, 76 degrees at KSCJ.
WLYN AM and FM in Lynn, serving the North Shore in Greater Boston.
This is WLAH Radio, Nashville, Tennessee.
WEBB Baltimore, number two of three in a row. Flash. Flash.
This is WPPA and WAVT-FM, 101.9 on your FM radio dial. Now stay tuned for the 9:30 edition of NBS News.
1360 WSAI, Cincinnati.
To 10:30, this is WIXZ McKeesport.
WNNJ, 1360 AM in Newton, New Jersey.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Larry Dean.
K-R-U-X, Glendale.
11:30 at the Big 136.
You're listening to the Conneaut's hometown country, 1360 AM, WWOW Conneaut. You know, with the cold weather here to stay, you'll want to keep it right here for all the traffic bulletins, updated weather, and news of what's happening in and around our area. Join us every day on Conneaut's Hometown Country, WWOW Conneaut.
Hopefully, Patty will have a story about that particular song just as soon as we get finished with the news here on K-Pop AM 1360. Patty Page, our special guest until 4 this afternoon. It's 2 o'clock now at KPQP San Diego.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm George Engel.
Top story, President Reagan has taken another step toward clearing the air in Washington of flak from the Iran-Contra affair.
Currently we have 55 degrees in Newfield and 58 degrees at WKOP Binghamton.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill.
Okay, good luck.
Matt Urban for State Senate Committee, Doris Harlow, Treasurer.
This is the Rhythm of the Sunshine. WTTS, Bloomington.
Word for Today is heard each morning, Monday through Friday, from 8:30 until 9, right here on WMOB Mobile.
And a good morning to you. It's 9 o'clock Mobile area weather forecast. Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s.
The best music.
By the TCC Counseling Department. If you'd like more information, I'll give you the number if you just call me. 627-1360. A message from KAMT Tacoma.
Well, that's kind of a fun tape, 1360. A whole bunch of people contributed to that, and as I say, at the end we'll be mentioning more of the people who've been active in the DX Audio Service travelogue for us. But just to keep things copacetic and all in neatly in a row, let's move right along with the 1370 tape here on the DX Audio Service for June 1988.
Business care of. Here we go. In reverse.
1370, WLTH, Gary.
Whoa, hello, how you doing?
Hi.
It's 11 o'clock. Here with AM Stereo 1370, WKMC, Roaring Spring, Buckingham.
A Moscow court sentenced a teenage pilot this morning. I'm Howard Beyer on the Satellite News Network.
1370, Bennington,
WVTN. It's 12 noon, time for World of National News.
AP Network News, I'm Mark Hamrick.
This is WWCB Corey, Pennsylvania.
News. Good morning, I'm Diane Burr. Reports from Beirut and...
Jim Brandstetter, begin our halftime festivities here at the Silverdome on Thanksgiving Day. Let's pause 15 seconds here for station identification across this, the Detroit Lions Football Network. Thanksgiving Day feature.
On the way, more of that magic music, including Neil Diamond's latest. We'll also hear from Simply Red, the Miami Style Machine, and more on the way.
8:78 degrees at 2:55. Good afternoon. I'm Bridget Quinn with WALK News.
9 o'clock and time for Coors Country News on the Bay Area's original country music station, KEEN San Jose.
WKIK in Leonardtown, 1370.
This is Carl Keller for WMHI and stereo WMHI FM, Braddock Heights.
WMHI.
Tuesday, sunny and pleasant, a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Pamela McLarnon with the exclusive CompuWeather for WFEA.
Nice clear blue skies out there, but chilly. It's 58 in the Queen City.
news at 12:30. This is your Hi-Fi station in Rochester, WSAY.
WSAM, South Hill, Virginia.
Joe Campbell, Mutual News.
Hear the world today daily on this, the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Country music. Getting it together with the Hook, All-American Mike Logan on
KSOP, Salt Lake City.
Send your car to WKFD Box 441, North Kingstown, or Box 596 in Newport.
And that was the local news brought to you by the Ellenville National Bank. We've got the ABC News next. WELV, WELV FM, Ellenville. Strauss Communication New York brings you ABC News at 12.
Latest from ABC News, I'm Deirdre Bryant.
1370, the new WSAY, Rochester.
Well, that's going to do it for us this month. That was the 1370 tape. I'm just glad to hear WSAY in 1987 compared with 1973. The first of the IDs you heard on there where they say your hi-fi station in Rochester or something like that. It was all muffled and kind of full of hum. Terrible. My favorite ID on that 1370 tape is Bennington, Vermont. I think that's a nice jingle. I've heard that package one other place, and I simply can't tell you where. El Centro, California, perhaps. That's the penalty for traveling all over the country. There was one other ID I ought to have on the tape somewhere, but I probably should be the first to admit I haven't any idea where this station is. If anybody knows where this station is, drop me a card or something, will you?
Right now in Springfield.
KTTS Springfield.
And a timeout here.
That's pretty simple, isn't it? It sounds to me like KQTS Springfield. I don't know what it is. I can't find it. So next time I'm in Washington, that just came to me in a cassette. And when I'm in Washington, I'll have to look up those call signs. And usually what happens is that what I hear isn't what's on the tape at all. So thanks very, very much. This month, Joe Sorensen. And Joe, thanks for your phone call. And I'm glad you were able to get down to Mobile. And as you heard on 1360 there, we came up with something. And Randy Jones, some of the tapes he sent earlier, we're still using those, of course, and Scott Johnson. John W. Smith in Centralia, Missouri. I always say W. Smith, John, so they won't think it's a put-on. And Larry Hart. Haven't heard from Larry in a little while, but we'll get back to him. And then we always have people like Mark Marino and Mike Dukin and Jim Watts and Mark Strickert, Jerry Starr, all contributing to the DX Audio Service Travelogue. And long may they wave, and if they do, and if you do, if you, by the way, if you're a subscriber to the DX Audio Service and haven't sent in anything from your local stations, you know, ask yourself, gee, maybe I could, huh? We'd love to hear from you. Fred, back to you.
Thank you very much, John, and I guess I should contribute to your column once in a while, so how about this? Your mystery station is KTTS. How about that, John? As they say on the Gary Burbank Show on WLW down in Cincinnati, we don't mess around, hey. All right, let's not mess around with the Shortwave DX programs list. This is a list of stations which carry programs about radio and DXing, and I'm going to read just the Saturday entries here. And if you have any knowledge whether these are correct or not, please let us know, and if you'd like to be the editor for this particular column, please volunteer your efforts, and we'll see if we can work out a deal where you get a couple of months free subscription to the audio service for verifying this information. Saturday at 0100 World of Radio on 7375, that's WRNO worldwide. On Saturday at 0135, Listeners International on 15305 and 15330. Saturday at 0400, World of Radio with Glenn Hauser is heard on 6185. Saturday at 0930, the DX Party Line on HCJB on 6130, 9745, and 11925. Saturday at 1206 UTC, the DX Party Line on 6075, 11740, and 15115. Saturday at 1445, Pacific DX Magazine over KTWR Guam is heard on 9870. Saturday at 2110, Shortwave Listeners Digest on Radio Canada International on 5995, 7130, 11945, and 15325. Saturday at 2130, DX Party Line on 15270, 17780. And finally, on Saturday at 21:35, Shortwave Listeners Digest on Radio Canada International, 11880 and 15150. Also on 17 1-800-520. And that's some of the Saturday listings of shortwave programs which deal with the radio. And again, if you'd like to be the editor for this particular column, we'll send you all the information to get you started. All you have to do is basically just tune in for a couple seconds, make sure that the information is correct, give us a yay or a nay, and we'll read again this list a little bit later on the audio service here. And like I said, we'll work out something where you get something for your efforts. Well, you know, when we did the April Fool's edition, we had tons of material that was submitted to us. And what I thought I'd do is, you know, as we have time, I would put some of that material on the audio service here. We got a couple of entries here, but I think we're only going to have a chance to hear one. Don Imus from 1978 is this particular thing.
Some of you may know, who listen to the Imus in the Morning program on a regular basis, there is a new group being formed called the Black Beatles.
That's right, Don. My name is Tyrone McCartney, bass player for the fabulous Black Beatles, and me and my friends Leroy Lennon, George Jellybean Darnell, Rashad Mustafa, Muhammad Harrison, and Bingo Star. We have a new album out of our very famous number one hit called Beat the Beatles.
What's that?
Beat the Beatles. We want y'all to get it, because it's got some of our famous number one hits like this one. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary come to me and speak those words of wisdom. What it be? And how about this one?
Okay.
Get black, get black, get black,
get black,
get black, and watch your Johnson grow. Lucy in the sky with a lot of jewelry on. Strawberry flavored malt liquor. Here come my son, he play for ball. Here come my son, and I say he bad. I'm back on the old FDR. Yesterday, my parole came through just yesterday. Hey, dude, lend me a dollar. I can play setter, I can play forward. I be 6'4". And of course, my personal favorite.
Yeah.
We are living the yellow Coupe de Ville, a yellow Coupe de Ville, a yellow Coupe de Ville. Friends is all aboard. Many more of them is in the trunk. Vinyl top and wire wheels. I'm a yellow Coupe de Ville.
There's only one place for Imus in the morning. 56 WNBC.
KTTS. Country Music Radio.
And I'd like to make another quick reminder to those of you that subscribe via the returnable edition. Be sure your cassette is back to us by the 20th of the month. Next month we start duplication right on the 21st. And also, another quick reminder about the convention. If you have not yet booked your room for the 1988 National Radio Club Convention, be sure you get your room reservation in real quick. Those rooms are going to fill up, and otherwise you'll be down the street at the other motel. So don't forget to book your room for the 1988 National Radio Club Convention coming up this Labor Day. And that wraps it up for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 1988. And for John Bowker, Phil Wayne, Jerry Starr, and myself, I'd like to thank you for listening. The National Radio Club's DX Audio Service is a copyrighted feature and may not be reproduced in whole or part without the express written permission from the National Radio Club Incorporated, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. See you next month on the Firecracker edition of the DX Audio Service.